This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There has been a discovery of some secret tunnels in New York City.
What the hell?
Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm wild.
I'm Steph.
I don't know why I whispered, I'm wild.
I'm Steph.
What up, y'all?
Hi.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We have some crazy stories today.
We do.
Because the internet been popping over the last week, and I feel like we got to talk about these things. So, there has been a discovery of some secret tunnels in New York City.
What the hell?
This whole story got me stressed out. There are secret tunnels in New York City under a synagogue. We're going to tell y'all what's going on with that. But also, NBA Youngboy. Everybody's, literally no one's favorite, as some people's favorite rappers. NBA Youngboy. He did an interview recently where he said, yeah, I'm not really big on fatherhood. He got 11 kids. We're going to talk about that.
Giving.
Is giving?
Not good.
Not good. Pete Davidson is opening up about one of his, I don't even know what to call it, high escapades. It's really embarrassing. He did something really embarrassing at someone really famous's funeral.
So embarrassing.
So bad. But first, our girl, let me just say, this is a Selena Gomez stan podcast.
Yes, like, so we, don't start.
We love Selena Gomez.
We love Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. I even take her side in this because she was talking to Taylor Swift. I don't really know Kylie like that, you know?
I know Selena.
I know Taylor. You know what I mean?
So Selena Gomez was in the news recently because the Golden Globes were this past weekend. And during the Golden Globes, it looked like one of those commercial breaks. During the commercial break, we saw Selena go over to Taylor Swift and Kaylee Teller, that is Miles Teller's wife. Her and obviously Miles and Taylor are cool, so Taylor is going to be cool with Miles' wife.
Taylor Swift brought her as her like plus one.
Mm-hmm. So we see Selena go over to the table and she's like whispering something, and it's hard to make out what's happening. If you're listening to the show right now, we're actually playing the B-roll, so you can watch the video. Just search TMZ Verified on YouTube. You can see it. But you see Selena go over to them and be like, pss, 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 pss. And then you just see Kaylee go, Timothy?
Right. That's the only thing you can make out from this entire is Timothy?
Like the
so
reaction.
They can't even say, like, it wasn't like the thing that they got out of that was anything but him.
But something went down with Timothy
right.
and Kylie. So reports are that Selena at some point went over to Kylie and Timothy. Obviously, they're there together. And asked Timothy for a photo. And Kylie allegedly said, excuse me, not my man. Like, she didn't say it like that, but she apparently said no. That's what the reports are saying. There's obviously not much proof of that. But over the last couple of days, it's been messy on the internet because we got the Kylie Kardashian fans dragging Selena. And then we also have the Selena Gomez fan and
Taylor Swift.
And the Taylor Swift fans on Selena's side. So before we even get into the reason why we're talking about this right now, whose side are you on?
Obviously Taylor and Selena.
Why?
Because they're just gossiping with their friends. Like, this is their hangout spot. Like, this is where they go to, like, show out, show up. And, like, they're just gossiping
and
on the off time.
Talk some shit, apparently.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What, we can't talk with our friends? We gotta be fake now? On the commercial break? And if Kylie did say that, that's crazy.
It just looks really crazy for Kylie to be like, no, he can't take a photo with you.
That's why I don't think that she would say that.
And then Selena and Timothy are cool. Like, they were in a movie together. Yes. Timothy's first freaking major project. Selena was a part of that. It just seems like, if Kylie did say that, like, sis, why are you jealous?
That's why I don't think she would say it. Also, if you think about it, she's really out of place at the Golden Globes. Like, this is Timothy's time right. to shine. I don't think she's going to be starting some crazy drama and being like, don't take a picture with my man. Like, she's not doing that. There's no way.
But you could take the Kardashian out of Calabasas, but you can't take the Calabasas out of the Kardashian.
I will say, I do think maybe they were talking about them, but I don't think it had to do with, like, the picture.
With that. So, amid all this back and forth, the speculation that came out of the Golden Globes, Selena Gomez has deleted her Instagram. And this I'm not cool with because Selena Gomez and I feel like we grew up together. Like, we was on Barney and Friends. We was rocking and rolling. We are, like, from a different time. We are tougher than this. Like, You're going to let a bunch of scaredy-ass kids on the internet run you away from Instagram? Like, I am a Selena Gomez fan, and Selena, all you had to do was say, ooh, ooh, and then we all would have came running. Like, you didn't need to run from Instagram.
Here's the thing, though. Everywhere on TikTok, even Instagram, the Reels people are doing these mock-up things where they're putting certain words into their mouths, saying they're saying crazy shit, trying to like lip read.
Right.
But same with Timothy and Kylie, like their little convo is going viral. Like all of these conversations happening in the hangout, they're, I don't know. We'll never know what they said. They're never going to tell us.
I just think it's like I am, maybe I just think I'm tough and I don't even think I'm that tough, but I'm never deleting my Instagram.
Never.
Because y'all are dragging me
never.
Or in my people be in my comments right now. And you know what I do? Continue on. Mm-hmm. Because I got a life.
He even replies.
I don't even reply.
Sometimes.
I only reply to people I know.
Okay.
I don't reply to strangers. Because if you start replying to strangers, then you always got to reply to strangers. And then they kind of agitate you. Selena, don't let these people scare you off the internet. We got your back, sis.
Right.
How long
and if you did talk shit, who cares?
I go, so do we.
Maybe she was valid too. If Kylie did say that.
Or anything like that.
You bet your ass I would be at your table being like, can you believe that Kylie said this to me?
Yeah. Selena Gomez, she does this all the time though. How long do you think she'll be gone from Instagram?
A week.
I think a week too. All right. Moral of the story here is, we don't even got a moral of the story.
Moral
bottom
story
line
is like, if we're going to talk shit.
Talk shit and stand on it.
Maybe hide your mouth so no one like sees.
Selena claimed that she wasn't talking about Timothy and Kylie at all, that she was talking about one of her friends. Hooking up with someone else.
Also, we got Timothy out on the streets of Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, and he confirmed that there is no beef.
No beef.
So with that being said, we'll never know what actually was being talked about, but I bet it was about that.
I was about to say, it probably was beef.
Because he said Kaylee said Timothy loud.
Loud and like, Timothy! If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. All right, let's move on. Pete Davidson.
Okay, so Pete Davidson said he was high on ketamine at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
That's messed up.
Can you believe that? Pete Davidson went to the 2018 service for Aretha.
Yes.
High on ketamine.
Okay, so if you don't know Aretha Franklin, because a lot of like younger people don't know Aretha Franklin.
If they don't know Aretha Franklin, guys, come on.
Aretha Franklin was like the
it girl.
Like the Beyonce of back in the day. Mm-hmm. So that's why this is so crazy.
Yes. Basically, Pete said in his Turbo Fonzarelli Netflix special that he was high at the 2018 service, and basically he went up to the family of Aretha and said, I'm here to pay my R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, God.
He said that aloud to the family. Now it gets
imagine
little...
if you would have been like, I'm here to pay my R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Like, he should have just went, here's my, all right. The R-E-S-P-E-C-T thing is one thing. But like, I am... Pete, just say you was high, bruh. Like, why do we gotta go to the... And also, why all of a sudden everybody using ketamine to treat depression? And I find it real weird that people that have known drug problems, whenever they do some fucked up shit, they'd be like, oh, I was on that ketamine for depression.
I will say it is a crazy... Not that I would know, but I'm saying based on what I've heard, it's like a crazy, crazy drug that can make you literally hallucinate, disassociate, and do like crazy stuff. But my question is to Pete... If I'm a plus one, especially at an event, but especially a funeral, I'm just keeping to myself. Drugs or not. Especially if I'm on drugs. I'm not going to, if I'm on ketamine, I'm not going up to Aretha's family.
But that's how you know he was high. Just high. Because crackheads always do crackhead things. Not that I'm calling Pete Davidson a crackhead, but you know when you be like high or drunk or lit, like when you're lit, you got a little enough courage to go up there and be like, I'm going to go and pay my R-E-S-P-E-C.
You
got to
be really...
bent like a shrimp.
Really? You got to be really on ketamine to go up to Aretha's family and say that.
So Pete did say this in his Netflix special. So it could be like a little bit of exaggeration for comedy. Because that's kind of what
for
they
sure,
do. But
for sure.
I almost want it to be true because
I know.
What the fuck?
I like, know. What the heck? And Ariana, and it's like, no wonder Ariana is like.
She go, swerve.
Like I would
mean,
die.
It did break
if
up
you,
a few months
okay,
after that.
If you brought your girl, let's say you're at like a really, let's say someone's funeral that's mm-hmm. really prestigious, okay? Think about who they would be in your head, your top person.
Yes.
You bring your girl to that as your plus one. And she's high, and she goes up to the family and says, I'm here to pay my respects. What would you do?
I would probably just shuffle her away.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Come on over here, baby girl. And that's what I'd just move her away.
I'd probably ghost.
You go immediately break up.
Because how am I going to take you to anything now?
True, true. It's a little weird.
So let's just hope this was just a special joke in his Netflix special. But...
I go call Aretha's family up right now and ask him if Pete said that bullshit.
Yes.
Let's move on. NBA Youngboy, rapper, internet personality, more so a rapper. Let me put some respect on his name. NBA Youngboy, rapper, he did an interview recently, and the interviewer asked him, you know, like, what's your thoughts on fatherhood? I see you're a family man, and here's what he said.
How important is fatherhood to you, man?
Not really big on it, to be honest.
What do you mean by that? You're not big on it. Like you're. I mean, you're a family man. I'm here with you. I see it.
Yeah, but I'm only out. I'm only like in here because you're here.
This is like level 10 niggatry. Because first of all, the baby is laying right there crying on the fucking couch. Like,
I can't believe my ears.
First of all, NBA Youngboy got about 11 kids with 8 to 10 baby mamas. And I say 8 to 10 because I don't think he even knows how many baby mamas he got. Bruh, when you decide you wasn't a family man, was it after number baby number 5 or was it baby number 7? Because, dog, you got 11 kids and one of them is right there.
You can hear the baby.
Like in the back. Like, and he like, get this fucking baby out of here.
He is. I cannot believe this is like a thing. I am astonished at this.
I do feel like a lot of people are now living in this like, oh, I don't want to be a parent. I don't seek to be a parent. But once you're already a parent 11 times.
Guys, I'm in disbelief. This is crazy.
I don't think you can go back to being like, oh, I'm not really, you know, kids ain't really my thing.
Well, and when these kids grow up, like if he sticks with this shtick, it's going to be not good.
The weird thing is that the interviewer says like, oh, you're like right now you're with your kid. And he goes, oh, I'm only with this kid because you out here. He don't know them babies.
Is he on ketamine too? I'm so confused why anyone would say, even if it's true.
It is just
you don't say that. I'm not done. There's some things that you don't say out loud. If he didn't want these kids and like the woman or like the baby mama or like his wife or I don't know the relationship.
Sis, he got 11 kids.
You can't say that.
11.
You can't say that.
Yeah, a person with 11 kids is not allowed to say they don't like fatherhood.
Let's say, though, he had 11 kids and, like, the moms were only raising them and he didn't have a relationship with the children and then he did this interview, but the baby's in the room. I'm so confused.
He goes, I'm a deadbeat dad, but I'm rich. Like, that's kind of the energy he's given.
Also, you guys are going to listen to his music after this?
No, the Youngboy fans are like, it's like a cult. They're going to listen to Youngboy still.
Okay.
But I will say some of his fans online like, bruh, how am I supposed to defend this?
Right, because like, if I like some of your music, like I want to defend you, but how do you defend this?
I don't really know if there is a defense.
If you had to play devil's advocate, how would you play it? You're on ketamine or not? Like that's
you go high. High is your only way out of this.
That's the only way.
I mean, I do think that a lot of people unfortunately realize that they're not. Like, they don't like parenting once they become parents.
And that's becoming more prevalent as the years go on, that people are like, there's no happy parents, like, blah, right. blah, blah. That's obviously not true. But even if that's the case, don't say that.
But also, don't you realize that after the first baby? Like, I'm just confused as how many little motherfuckers did he need to bring into this world before he go, I don't think I like this.
I don't think it's his choice, clearly. But I think it's...
Wait, it takes two people to make a baby.
Yeah, but I think the baby part of it, like giving birth, is like the mom's choice, clearly.
Well, yeah. Well, it's the woman's choice.
All the thing I'm agreeing with you.
But don't have unprotected sex to potentially have a baby to be like, I don't know this baby.
Okay, preach to the whole United States. And I don't know why
you're
I said
right.
the United States.
You're right,
preach
yeah,
that
the
to
world.
The whole world.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But I think the big thing here, like that's wrong, is not even what he's saying, because you can be honest and like have a real talk-to-talk interview and be like, listen, I'm not a dad. I wasn't built for this, like blah, blah, blah. to say it when the kid's in the room, literally cooing in the room.
I was about to say the baby is literally right there, like laying on him and trying to have like bonding time.
Say that.
It's really messed up. It's really messed
also,
up.
Also, get a publicist.
This ain't the first.
Or what's it called? The people that like monitor what you're saying?
It's a publicist.
Okay, get one.
This ain't the first messed up thing NBA YoungBoy.
That's what I'm saying. I know
so
that.
I think
I'm
it's
saying
just
a new publicist.
He
needs to go
team,
in his
brother,
new publicist
is
era
because
this
it.
Isn't looking good.
All right. Now, the craziest story on the internet this week. There is a synagogue in New York City that is like essentially one of like the epicenters of the Jewish community in New York City.
In Brooklyn.
The police discovered secret tunnels. Secret freaking tunnels.
These people are crawling out of tunnels in New York City. You know those drainage things in New York City on the ground? They're crawling out of them.
From the graves.
They have, and then they are showing footage. Go on YouTube and watch this. I'm serious. There is footage of what's going on underneath in these tunnels. And we're talking full civilization. Mind you, it's a mess. It's nowhere I would like to hang out. But
it's definitely a tunnel.
Apparently, they were using these tunnels to spy on women. And we don't have specifics about whether it was like a gym, whether it was like the women in the synagogue. We don't know like any of that stuff. But
so the tunnels were being used allegedly for multiple things. And that was just one of the things. So on Monday, the police got a call to go to this place to conduct an emergency structural inspection. I don't know what led to the emergency structural inspection, but the police apparently were called. They found a group of young Jewish men blocking the entranceway to these tunnels. And in the video, you can see them like pulling the people out the tunnel, like literally like get out the tunnel. And then they attempt to arrest the people that they were arresting. So there were about 9 to 10 people arrested. There are conflicting reports online, but about 9 people arrested in this whole chaos. But as you see the video take place, they're trying to arrest one person, and then it's like a swarm of other thugs just jump into the thing, and I'm like, hold the hell up.
When they're getting arrested, guys, in this video, it's a swarm of men that uh-huh. were a part of this little
tunnel situation.
Yep. And it's almost as if they're like, no, don't take our tunnels away.
Exactly.
And like, also, I would be out of there. If I was one of the tunnel guys, I'd be
run.
Like, see
immediately.
No, they're staying and they're like fighting for the
tunnels. They're fighting for the tunnels.
No, seriously.
Which makes me think that the tunnels were being used for something else. Okay, so I will say that the chairperson of the Shabbat, that's the location where this was, thank police for the efforts. And they said that this was an isolated incident where these group of young men were essentially building the tunnel. Now, the young men were a part of the community, but they were the only people that were involved in the buildation of these tunnels, according to the chairperson. But I don't really know how much of that I believe.
I was just
because
say
there's
that.
A whole room full of people.
How do you not see the tunnels?
And they ain't all young.
And let's say you don't. Let's say you're not a part of the crew that
the tunnel squad.
The tunnel squad at the synagogue. Okay. Let's say I come up to you and I go, "Hey, I got this crazy tunnel underneath. You're gonna see me go into it because in this room, the entrance to the tunnels,
not really hidden. It's like you come into the I don't know if it's a chapel, but you come into the place and then uh-huh. bam.
Mm-hmm. The room of synagogue.
The tunnel.
Yes.
I just, now and, I will
and then,
say.
And then so one more thing to add.
All right.
When they're coming out of these tunnels or going into these tunnels, there's a separate entrance that's on, picture you're walking on the New York streets
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, underneath and you can kind of see through the underneath.
Like the grates.
Right,
the grates. Yeah.
You walk by and you know, you never really think about it, mm-hmm. right? Well, one of the grates was behind like a mailbox situation or like a newspaper little situation where
ooh.
You like open it and grab a newspaper. Behind that in one of the grates, one of the guys is seen in this video going under into the tunnel and records like the POV of like.
So they had like secret entrance way and outrage.
Right.
Ways.
And when you go in there, it is like, also,
it's a little weird. There are like mattresses. And then we saw at one point police were pulling out like soiled mattresses.
I think there's something darker like going on in here. That's why I highlighted like the women's situation because I hope all those women, because one of the speculations was like looking at them, right?
Yeah, they were looking at like in like shuttered women bathing areas.
Okay,
to try
so I hope that that's just what it was, like Peeping Tom situation and not like an underground dark
something.
Yeah.
So we said, you know, there the leadership in the community has said that this was a select group of people. So it's unclear, like, why the tunnels were built.
Right.
There are, like, conflicting beliefs about why the tunnels were built. There's, you know, groups that are saying that it was built for just, you know, salacious storage things. But then there's another thought that the tunnels were built as an expansion to the synagogue, which still illegal. You can't just illegally expand your business or your property under other businesses and properties.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So we're going to have to see how this unfolds. But this was probably the most shocking thing I've seen on the internet
in
a while.
And how crazy. Like, think about that. Like, underground, and it's dirt. There's no concrete down there, guys. It's dirt. Picture how many New York rats. I've lived in New York. There's rats. Cockroaches.
Might get a person every once in a while.
Also, if they were just peeping Tom, I can think of 50 other places that you can go.
I don't think it was exclusively, allegedly,
know,
for
I'm
the peepation.
I'm just saying, like, what else would you be doing down there?
What else would you be doing down there?
They weren't down there, like, talking about what they're meant to be there for.
Or, like, they weren't down there, like, you know, singing Kumbaya in a circle.
Right.
You know
or,
what
hey,
saying?
Guys, let's fantasy draft football. And
or, like, let's play PS5 while we're in the tunnel.
Right. Like a way to get away from our wives. Like, let's go. It's like man cave. Like, no
literal
one,
man
no,
cave.
No one's doing man cave in those tunnels.
Well, we're going to see how this unfolds. I am very interested, and I want to get to the literal bottom of this.
I like, feel like it's dark.
I need like this. Take it to the grand jury of Brooklyn. Like, I need all the details, when the tunnel was built, why it was built, and I need multiple arrests to happen, more than just these 9 or 10 people.
In 2024, I think I want everyone to understand that if you see something weird, why are people not speaking also?
Well, allegedly someone whistleblowed because
yeah,
they got
I want to talk to them. Like, because why didn't you say it sooner? Did you just find out and then you went right away? 2024, we're speaking up if we see stuff.
Wait, there's this dude on Twitter, and
yes.
I can't speak
talk
to
about
the,
this.
I can't speak
please,
to the validity
please,
of this
please,
guy's
please,
claims,
please,
but
please,
this guy, he shared a screenshot of a tweet that he allegedly tweeted back in November where he goes, there are people under my apartment building. He says some other things that are like not as sensitive to the community, but he was basically like, there are people under my apartment. I know that these are people of the Jewish community. And no one believed him. Like, they were dragging him on Twitter. They were calling him anti-Semitic. They were like, you are fucked up. And then yesterday he goes, I told y'all. Y'all owe me an apology. So, but again, I don't know if the people were really under his apartment and none of that, but it's kind of funny.
No, I think he was honest because he tweeted it a long time ago.
He tweeted it months ago.
So I think there's something to that. But that's hilarious.
Yeah,
isn't it funny? He's like telling his friends, like, I swear there's
because
people.
I'm telling y'all, there are people under my apartment. I hear them singing. And
there's like, there's nothing under your apartment. You're on the first floor. And it's like, no, they're underneath
that's
the
literally
tunnel.
What he said. He's like, I'm in the first floor unit. There's no basement. And why do I keep hearing things under my feet?
Because they dig those tunnels.
Again, we don't know if Bull is lying or not, but
we have no idea. But
the
let's
story
say,
is just hilarious.
That adds a little spice to the story.
It is an extra level of spice. Before we get out of here, I want to give a special happy birthday shout out to our girl, Natasha Graziano.
Woo!
Natasha was on. We had Natasha on last season.
Yes.
Her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Natasha.
We actually truly love you, Natasha.
Love you.
We couldn't make it because it was a little too late for us.
I was down for the 6 o'clock vibe.
We were down for the earlier the time, and then Natasha, we had to go to sleep because we wake up at 4 o'clock
we
every morning.
We do wake up at 4 o'clock every day, and I love to party, but not on a Tuesday.
But anyway, happy birthday, Natasha Graziano.
Happy
and if y'all want to check out her interview with Natasha Graziano, it is available now.
Yep. It was such a good one.
It was actually really good. So that's it for us. We're getting out of here, y'all.
Getting out of here.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Be sure to like the podcast, follow the podcast, rate the podcast.
Subscribe.
And we also be seeing y'all smart ass comments on YouTube. And we want y'all to know.
We see every comment. So if you're like talking about how ugly we are, how cute we are,
that kind of
how annoying
sometimes.
We are, how great we are, we see it all.
Keep commenting. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
We'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.